You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she thought she knew every corner of that home until the past walked straight into her line of sight.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to get into all of our extras, the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, the archive of literally the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, check that out as well on Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online or on Apple Podcasts. We have our bonus channel right there as well. Tony, Todd, Carol, we're all here with you today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. on this fine, lovely day. How is everyone?
Good.
I just had the flu.
Well, we don't want to hear that. We're just hoping for positive responses. So, yeah.
It was pretty miserable, if you want to know more.
what food items will you never eat again?
oh God, that's what I kind of felt like.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always like the curse of the flu, especially if you don't know you're about to get it and you get it. And maybe you just like went out and ate something that you like. And then, yeah, I was it ruined sweet corn for me.
It ruined strawberries for me.
For about 20 years it was. I'm okay now, but what was it for you?
Strawberries. Yeah, I had strawberry ice cream one night, and I was a little kid, and we we'll back up and tell a story from my childhood. We like went out to a Shakey's or something with some friends. We were visiting, we were out of town, we stayed at their house for the night. Went out, ate, we had strawberry ice cream. The next morning I got up and I was so sick. So it was the flu, it wasn't necessarily the food. But I went in the bathroom, and I've got really bad eyesight. For anybody that wears contacts, you get like a negative number for your eyesight. Mine is -7, which is pretty bad. Mm-hmm. So without my glasses, I can't see crap, basically. I got up, went to the bathroom, tossed my cookies, and I didn't realize that I had tossed them outside of the toilet.
God.
Like, I did my thing, cleaned up what I saw, and went back to bed. And then in the morning, I heard somebody go to the bathroom and going, who the hell puked all over the bathroom? You know, this big announcement to the entire family that Todd just, you know, upchucked all over the place because of strawberries. So it's still not my favorite thing. Strawberries is they're just not my favorite thing.
Still can't do it? No?
No. I mean, I'll have them, but it's not my favorite. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I've grown to enjoy corn again, not, I think, to the level that I...
It's a great sentence.
I've grown to enjoy corn again.
You've really like a poem about it.
It's a poem from Maya Angelou.
The big bar.
I've grown to enjoy corn again, out in the meadows where I pick it raw.
Oh God.
But still so not quite scary. Like up to where I think it once was as a kid. I don't know.
Because you love that shit, didn't you?
I did. And then I like it now, but it's like, I don't know. It lost its luster.
See, mine wasn't from the flu, but it was Jack Daniels. I cannot drink it.
Yeah, I'm the same with that one. I can't drink it either. I had a boss that drank it like water and basically like required everyone to drink it with him. And yeah, I cannot.
Working environment.
In radio. Yeah, I was in Wausau, Wisconsin, and it was my first gig outside of like as an 18-year-old. And I've been working full time, but I was in my hometown. So this is like my first one where I'm out of my, you know, hometown. And I remember the first night on the air, come here. And pulls out like a Dixie cup, but the Dixie cup is like, you know, it's like half the size of a Pepsi can. So, you know, it's like 8 ounces. And he pours the Jack, here, have one of these before you go on the air. And I mean, I drank at that point, but it wasn't like, you know, it'd be like, you know, Captain and Coke or something. That? It's not like a fucking thing, a Jack. I don't think I ever had any, I think I drank anything straight at that point. And, I was never a shot person. Still am not. And I'm like, okay, you know, so I do that and I'm feeling it. And I'm like, I don't like, you know, so I get on the air and he's like, come back down here. And we're CD to CD. So like your CD runs out, you are off the air. And just for the audience to understand, we weren't running a computer automation or anything the way things are done today. And so I have like 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Sit down. And he's just doing this to fuck with me because he likes to fuck with people and control people and have another one and another one. So it's like 6:30 at night and I still like have the whole night to go on the air till midnight. And it's my first night and I'm like, I really want to do good. And I'm just like struggling through the whole damn show. Yeah. I hated it when he stayed late because that would be.
And that was your boss?
That was my boss.
Getting you drunk.
Surprise, surprise. He was fired shortly thereafter. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
For issues relating to such practices. Yeah.
For me, it was a radio story and it's Goldschlager. And it was because our station that we were working at got sold. And the frequency was 107. And I think Goldschlager is 107 proof. So we found out that the station was sold like at 11 o'clock in the morning. We were in the bar by noon, period. We just were. And we didn't leave. We went to several bars, but we didn't leave the bars until like 2:30 in the morning at close time. And we were doing shots of Goldschlager all night. And I must have had alcohol poisoning because I blew all the blood vessels in my eyes. They were completely red. I was riding in Owens's car. He was driving me back to my truck the next day, and I'm just puking out the door. He's got this huge station wagon, and I've got the door open going down Main Street in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, puking out the door. And that went on for like 2 days. I was puking. So Goldschlager, like, cinnamon does not do well with me.
A hot 100 I can't do either. But yeah.
Oh, God. Fireball. Thank you.
And everybody's looking like, hey, those two are on the lucky day calendar.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Isn't that Todd Michaels and Greg Owens? We're waving it's our own little parade.
And on every single, like, everybody's pantry door or whatever, there's the lucky day calendar. And your picture's up in everybody's house in that town.
And then I get back to the station and somebody had TP'd my car overnight because they thought it would be funny. And it had rained. So I had to clear off all the toilet paper from my car in the rain. And I was like, hello, the entire time.
Oh, God. What was the new, was that when it became CNN then?
Right after that, it became CNN. Yes.
Yep. Wasn't there an idea at some point that it was stereo, that so if you could turn it to just the right, you'd have one channel and
you'd have
it
news
to the left, you'd have
the sports would be on the left, and nobody thought about the fact that there were mono radios still at that time because everybody had a little portable radio that just had one speaker. It's like, well, that wouldn't work, would it? They didn't, so many stories I could tell of that place.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm on the air after they bought it. I'm on the air with Dan Kyle, and I'm doing stuff like saying, doesn't it smell like weasels in the building now? Doesn't it smell like wet weasels?
I remember this.
And I got pulled into the office one day, and the guy's like, either you buy into what we're doing or you can get out. And I said, see ya. Just like that. And I got a job at IXX the next day.
Yeah. Oh, God. Jeez. That's funny. And then pretty much everybody left. And then they started the station across town. And then then the rest is history.
And then you got hired. Yeah.
Yep. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a phone call.
Well, I am going to attempt to tell you another story. I've called in previously, and I tried to tell a story that's not extremely long and drawn out, but here it goes. Let me tell you a little bit about the history. My husband at the time was just my boyfriend, and his family home is on land that's been owned for 5 generations. The house originally was built in the 20s, and they added on since then. But before we got married, we lived in this home, and the older part was our bedroom. He was living there to help take care of his mother, and I moved in. And this house was huge. This is in the South. And there was always this feeling of being watched for me. I hated being alone in that house because it was so big, but so ominous feeling. There was just this, I just felt as if though I was being watched and almost judged. And, you know, my husband had told me stories of, as a kid, that, you know, he had seen like a white kind of apparition come down the stairs. And again, this was a very old house, and the land itself, you know, was very, you know, long generation of Stocktons. So, the first thing I ever saw was, you know, I saw orbs. And to be honest with you, I've had a lot of experiences. I don't know whether I'm sensitive or I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. So anyways, of course, you know, his grandmother and his grandfather had died in the house, and I knew that. But one night, I was watching a movie, and he had gone downstairs to make us popcorn and all those things that go along with watching a movie. And I was sitting there, and our TV faced the door, and the door was cracked open. And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, I saw something walk by. And what I saw was like a gray wool pant type of fabric. And I thought, am I crazy? And I'm like, no, you know, I know that's what I saw. I know it wasn't him, because when you walked up the the stairs, my husband has a very heavy foot. There's no mistaking he's coming. And so I knew it wasn't him. And he came upstairs probably about 15 minutes later. And I didn't say anything, just because I was still kind of trying to wrap my mind around it. And the next morning, I was like, you know, I told him about the experience. I told him about the gray wool pants. And he goes, hold on. And he goes into the other room, and he comes back. And he had gone to his grandfather's chest in the next room that held all his stuff. And there was these gray wool pants, the exact fabric, color, everything that I had seen the night before. And I just was like, oh my God, that is so weird. I had lived there. I had seen the trunk, but I never thought anything about it. I just thought it was a decorative item. I never realized that it held any of those items or anything like that. So that was a really cool confirmation that I saw what I saw. Even though I knew it, it was really cool to have that evidence to back it up. So anyways, and the other thing that I had seen there, or actually heard, I should say, was Christmas, the day after Christmas, I was putting my makeup on to go to work, and my husband was sleeping. And his mother wasn't there. She'd gone to the store because I had gone down to make coffee. So I knew we were completely alone. And all of a sudden, I heard a child giggling. And, it, you know, a child laughing is a very distinctive sound. So I know that's what I heard. There was no TV on downstairs or in our bedroom. And, of course, later I tell him about it. And he told me that there was actually a child that had passed away in the house years and years ago. So that's my story. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I'll probably call in with another one. Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Well, that's a fun surprise to,
right?
To learn about your home. Surprise! Kid died in here.
Never told you that? You hear it now.
Yeah.
Is there anything freakier, though? I mean, we talk a lot about, like, ghost children and stuff like mm-hmm. that being the freakiest. Out of context, isn't, like, a child's laughter one of the freakiest, scariest things you've ever heard? Like, yeah. Seriously, like if it's not a child laughing at a clown or something they're watching on TV, and just out of the middle of nowhere, there's this echoey kid's laughter, that's freaky stuff.
I'd say it's even creepy when the kid's laughing at the clown, because you're like, why are you laughing at the clown?
I was going to mention clowns, and then I thought that'll get me off on another tangent, so I won't. Yeah.
Carol?
Clowns?
Children's laughter.
Oh, well, God, especially if there's no kids.
Yeah.
That's yeah. exactly it.
Yeah. So I go back to raccoons a lot in stories because not for the laughter, but because they sound like kids in
nature.
They make
a weird sound.
They can really sound like kids. I remember that out of my parents' house when I was growing up, they'd be in the trees. I don't know if it was spring or what time of year it was, but they'd be in the trees and it would be... You hear like crying sounds up there. And you're like, what the hell? It sounds like babies are crying in the trees. And then you take the big flashlight and there's just eyes all over the place.
Then that's creepy.
And it makes it even creepier. You're like, oh, it's just raccoons. And it's like, oh, and they're all staring at me simultaneously, crying like children. Yeah.
And we're going to haunt you. We're going to sneak into your house.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
What
about,
in that story, though, what I found interesting is that she sees this apparition or something, but what she really notices is the pants. I found that to be interesting, mm-hmm. that the gray wool pants really stuck with her. I don't know that if I saw something walk past me right now, I would be like, he's wearing gray wool pants. I don't even think that would soak in my brain.
Yeah. Do you think there was a little bit of...
What the hell was that?
Do you think there was a little premonition there? I mean, why would you look at something and go, oh, gray... Especially wool pants. Like, how do you freaking know what they
exactly.
are?
I wouldn't have ever, like, maybe I would notice that they were bell bottoms. Maybe I would mm-hmm. notice they were gray or black or they were any number of things, but I wouldn't be like gray wool pants.
No.
I wouldn't have ever thought of that. And then the husband or boyfriend at the time is like, are these the pants? And she's like, oh my God, they're the pants. So to me, that's so weird. That's such a weird thing to, I've really picked up on that it's either the grandpa was really wanting to make a point because mm-hmm. I can show myself in the gray wool pants and my grandson will know where to find those pants.
Maybe those are like the signature pants. Maybe those are the pants he wore.
He's known for. It's grandpa like, loved his gray wool pants.
He's attracting, you know, everybody with his gray wool pants.
Yeah.
He's walking down, doing the mall walk, and everybody's like, look at that gray wool pants ass.
Dang, dude. Like,
that's what's going on. It's why he's wanting to wear it.
It isn't, because I think the apparition alone would be enough to be like, what? But she's like, not that I saw an apparition, but he was in gray wool pants. That's an interesting thing to me.
It is.
He's reliving his mall walking days.
Back to the
tune of Staying Alive from the Bee Gees.
Staying Alive.
And you'd get hot dancing in them gray wool pants.
That would not be a good choice for mall walking.
A little rashy, so. I would think, afterwards.
Right?
A little rashy.
That's how he died. It was a rash. A rash that got infected from the gray wool pants. Yeah.
Then they had him dry cleaned and they put him in the... They've seen her chest.
But they still have the smell
of the rash.
Of the rash. And the friction of the mall walking.
That's right. The burn smell of burned
it's
wool.
Burn and rash. All.
Like,
I can't get this shit out.
Oh, God. Just throw it in a trunk. Throw it in a trunk.
What happened here? Another mall walker, isn't it? In gray wool pants. Fucking mall walkers.
When will they ever learn?
Let's go to another phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
This is Vicky from West Virginia. I have a story. I have many stories, but the one I'm going to tell today is about me and my best friend. Her name was Kim. I'm 53 now. We met in eighth grade. We were both new. At a school in Columbus. We hooked up right away outside of the school and we were inseparable. My mother and father moved me back to West Virginia in the 10th grade and I was heartbroken and so was she, but we called each other every day. She would come to my house on the weekends and in the summer and we were still best friends. Up until she got married. I got married first and had a baby that died. She came and stayed with me. About a year later, I had another baby, and he's 34 now. And she had gotten married, and she started having kids, and she wound up with 5 children, and we became separated after she got married. A couple years after she got married, her husband was very controlling. He was an alcoholic, and I'll not go into too many details, but he was a real jerk, and he kept us separated, and she wound up, I kept trying to get into contact with her, and I was following this thing online because they were pretty well-known people. I was following it to keep track of her and what was going on in her life. He had an affair and left her, and she was staying with one of her kids, and it just goes on and on and on. But she, one night I was laying sleeping, and I thought this was real. I heard a knock at the door. I jumped up. I went go to the front door. I have a big window in my front door. So, you know, one of those with the oval glass. And I could see her standing out on my porch. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's Kim. And I opened up my front door, and I'm like, Kim, what are you doing? And she's crying, and she says, Vicki, I'm so sorry. I am so, so sorry. And I said, forget it. All's forgiven. Just get in this house. It's cold out here. Get inside. She said, I'm so sorry. And she vanished. I woke up, and it was a dream. And I was like, oh, my God, something's happened. And I jumped up and ran to my computer and got on the thread online, and she had died 2 days before. I had no idea, didn't even know she was sick. Blew my mind. I knew immediately that something terrible had happened. But, yeah, she had died, and she had came back to tell me she was sorry, and I cried for several months, and I still cry talking about it. I'm all choked up right now, but yeah, that really happened. And I hope you can use it on your show. I love your show. Listen all the time. Thank you guys for giving me something to listen to while I work all day. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
That made me all emotional.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you for sharing that story with us.
That was powerful.
Yeah.
That was, and the dream was, she actually thought that it happened.
Yeah.
You know, that was all real. And it was her house. It was her door. It was her front porch and her friend. Mm-hmm. Like, get in here. It's cold outside. And oh, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And to find out she had passed away 2 days earlier. You know, I think, Carol, last time we got together to do some episodes, I think we were talking about premonition dreams and people who pass away and come to visit you in a mm-hmm. dream or knowing that they've passed away or whatever. So, and it's so, I don't want to say touching, but it's so, I don't know. It's moving to hear even in her voice now, all these years later, how much that affected her.
Yeah.
And I think what got me in the heart was that I truly believe it was a visitation dream. Yep. 100%.
Me too.
But her friend came and was saying, I'm sorry. And she's sorry for something that she's married to this guy who's controlling and not letting, cutting her off from all of her friends, what those controlling people do.
Mm-hmm.
And none of that was her fault. That's just slowly, you're just sucked into it. And it's so hard to get out of it. And she came to say, I'm sorry. When it was like, we have nothing to be sorry for.
Right.
It wasn't you. Oh, that one got me.
I had another thought, and I now it's just slipped my mind.
It's gone?
It's gone. It's just
another
gone.
Take on that story?
It's something to do with... I can't think of it. I was thinking about the visitation. Here's what it was. What about the situations, and we've had a couple on the air over the years, a story where someone has a dream, like a premonition type dream, but it's about someone dying, but they're still alive.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's just as real, just as powerful. And then, like, you know, they're going and seeing the person the next day or two. And then that's normal, you know, normal visit. And then a couple of weeks later, you know, premonition dream comes true. What do you do in that scenario? If it's that powerful, do you tell the person? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the answer to that would be. I think you'd probably, if you know the person well enough, you'd probably know how they would take it.
Right.
Some may be very cautious. Some may be, whatever, you know. Some may just be like, I don't know, that's kind of weird. Do you base your decision on that, or you tell them no matter what? Because it feels like telling them no matter what is the sole purpose is just to get it off your own chest, which is kind of a selfish thing to do, to give someone that sort of information. If that's your sole reason, unless you really think that it's going to happen, you know, I don't know.
And could they do anything to prevent it anyway? Or do you let that person just walk around the final days of their lives thinking,
but
I'm
you don't
die.
Know it is either until it actually were to happen, you know? Yeah.
Well, think about this. How would you feel if somebody came to you? If Carol came to you, Tony, and said, I had this really freaky dream last night. You came to me in the dream and you told me how you were going to die.
Jesus.
Would you want her to tell you?
If it was like a way that seemed it would be preventable, like, is this a warning? Like,
are you going driving through mountains in the next few days? I would highly recommend you don't.
Like something that's like descriptive enough to know to avoid it. But if it's just like, you know, this like something like you got in a car accident, like, well, you can't like not drive, you know, like, but if it was like very specific, then you could go, okay, all right, I'm going to avoid this area or something. Yeah. And then the next week you hear like there was a horrible car accident there at the same time you would have been there, like something like that. If it's like really generic though, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I don't know if I'd want to know. I don't know
only
that
if
I'd
I could
know.
Avoid it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I could avoid it, hell yeah.
I don't know. Even with that, I'm not sure that I'd want to know. Like, if it's your time to go, it's just your time.
Yeah. You but what if out. The dream is there so it's not your time because something's already intervening to let you know? If it was just your time, then why would something be there to tell you, hey, this is not your deal?
If my life were in danger, like, hey, this person is going to, you know, off you, then sure. Right? But
yeah. What if it's like, I had a dream you were standing in a golf course with golf clubs running around in a lightning storm.
Don't do that.
You know, then one day you're like, shit, I really wanted to go do that this afternoon. But in
so
that
there
dream,
you
I
are
died.
With the golf club. And then you're like, oh, wait, Carol told me about this.
Carol told me she had a dream where I died that way. Then it'd be like,
I'm putting this golf club away.
That'd be an interesting one where it's like she had this dream and she foresaw my death. She saved my life. Well, what were you doing? I was running around a golf course on a mountain with a golf club in the air during a lightning storm. And because of that dream, I didn't do it.
I put the golf club down.
I put it down.
And then you'd have to, it'd be like an 80s sitcom where you'd have to then like serve her for the rest of your life because she saved your life.
And then it turns into misery.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right.
Probably would.
A little hatchet there. There you go. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share yours, you can do it. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com or 855-853-4802. Get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all the extras, all that stuff. Patreon.com or just go to the app and search Real Ghost Stories Online and Apple Podcasts as well. Our bonus stuff there. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culture Research with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
We use sunscreen para proteger la piel, ¿verdad? So why not be proactive protegiendo tu salud bucal también? Hola mi gente, soy Amara La Negra y con el sistema de prevención activa Colgate Total, tú puedes ayudar a prevenir problemas bucales como las caries y gingivitis antes de que empiecen. The reformulated toothpaste, innovative toothbrush, and refreshing antibacterial mouthwash were designed to work together to be 15 veces más efectivos reduciendo bacterial buildup, la causa principal de los problemas orales en solo 6 semanas, starting in week 1, compared to non-antibacterial fluoride toothpaste and a flat-trim toothbrush. Eso es prevention power, baby. Compra el sistema de prevención Activa Colgate Total visitando shop.colgate.com/total. Protect your oral health and be dentist ready.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.